Hello, I am Nelson of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We're not attempting to sell anything, and nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Thank you. We appreciate you. Help with this survey. Is this Soyla VRL?
Yes.
Okay, and we have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English? Okay, thank you. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in the place where you can talk safely?
I am in a place I can talk safely.
Thank you. All right. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1940.
Okay, moving on. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black,
Hispanic
or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander?
Hispanic.
Okay. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
College.
Okay. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing? And would you say you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this
Democratic.
District?
Democratic. Yeah.
Okay. And would you definitely vote for Democratic or just probably vote for Democratic?
Democratic.
Okay. No, and the question is, would you definitely vote for Democratic or just probably vote for Democratic?
I would definitely vote Democrat.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person, then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and I will go on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
The first name is Vicente Gonzalez. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
I don't know anything about him.
Okay. Next one is Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Never
very,
heard of,
very,
no opinion.
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard of, no opinion.
Very favorable.
Myra Flores, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard of, no opinion.
Somewhat.
Sorry?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Next one is Alejandro Mayorkas. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Never heard of.
Never heard of him. I don't know him.
Okay, moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Fentanyl and drug addiction, inflation and the cost of living, abortion, jobs and the economy, crime and public safety, border security, healthcare, education, national security and French affairs, taxes, climate change.
Jobs.
Okay. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump,
Kamala.
Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Democrat. I'm a Democrat. Everything is going to be Democrat, if you ask me. Straight through.
Okay. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
And would
you definitely vote for Vicente Gonzalez or just probably for Vicente Gonzalez?
No, I would vote for him, yes.
And would you say definitely or probably vote?
Definitely.
Next, I'd like to read you a few statements you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. Right, the first one is, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
Okay, next one. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely? No difference?
Less likely.
And do you say that is somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Less.
Yeah, it's somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much.
Okay. Next one. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Next one. Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in a government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. Does that make you much more likely? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much less likely.
Okay. And the last one. Despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration's border policies. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now that you have some more information, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Nice. Myra Flores.
Okay. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I don't understand those terms that you said. I have no idea what to call myself. I would skip that one.
Well, again, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm not going to answer that. I don't know what to say.
Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Here are the options: low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do.
Working class.
Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Retired.
Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish, but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English, but some Spanish, only English at home?
English, just English.
Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great day.
Thank you for calling. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.